Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the f***?
How does one introduce themselves smoothly into a podcast? Do you sing your way in? Do you just get wacky with it? Hey, my name's Dylan. Welcome to the Wacky Show. We're gonna talk about things. Or do we take a slower, calmer pace? Hello, and welcome to the podcast, where everything soothes the soul. Every word makes you feel like, baby. We love to listen. It does sound useful. If you want people to listen, you gotta make it enjoyable. Screw it, anyway. I'm gonna continue on with a topic. One I do not think is talked about enough, and I mean, I definitely would have liked to understand it on a deeper level, but people just don't talk about it enough, which is really, really strange. I guess probably because we don't really understand it. I've definitely developed an understanding for it. And what is this thing that you're referring to, Dylan? It is anxiety. What a bitch! Something we all deal with. It's really one of the most common things. But I notice a lot of people have never really seen it as a big deal. And I've noticed a lot of people have seen it as the biggest deal. It's definitely been a large playing factor in my life. I should be grateful, because honestly, it's not that big of a deal. Most people have dealt with a lot worse, so. But it can still be very disheartening, quite self-destructive, if amplified to such an extent, which is something I think a lot of us have done, let it take control of our lives and kind of break things apart, ruin relationships, tear families apart, all just from a little inattention. So, anxiety. Where can I start with this? So let me start with my experience of it, I guess. In fact, actually this morning lying in bed, this kind of brought me back to, I had a dream, actually. I had a dream that I was around a lot of people, and I feel like I've worked my way through learning how to deal with anxiety, or at least simmer it down. So, of course it's going to be there, but it's not something that I let get out of control. But I noticed in a dream that I had last night, I was surrounded by a load of old friends, and I felt like I was really trying to impress them for some weird reason. My ego was coming into play, and I really wanted my character to come through, and again, I wanted to prove myself worthy. Ridiculous, how could you not be? But I noticed that I was trying, and it started making me feel anxious, because I felt like it wasn't going well, basically. I felt like everything I was doing wasn't the right thing. It wasn't making me feel good enough, because no one else was acknowledging it, so it made me question everything I was doing, which caused tension, which is the anxiety in itself. But then I woke up this morning, I laid in bed, chilled, had to think, let things kind of manifest through. And I was thrown back into my past from when I was a kid. And I remember as a kid, I did not have 1 ounce of anxiety in me. Well, at least when I was really, really young. I would just flow. Crazy, mad, mother lover. And yeah, it was chilled. I remember that, and I think I spent a lot of time trying to re-embody that, try and recreate that all over again, because I was very frustrated how I would ever not continue to be that. You know what I mean? And and then I started kind of following the timeline and started to see that, well, because I traveled a lot, so I would always be in either England or South Africa, so I'd always be switching schools all the time. And I remember the time that it took me to get comfortable in a school went from no time at all to 10, 20 minutes to an hour to a week to a month, and it just got harder and harder to kind of fall in, because I guess I was trying to do something. I wanted to feel comfortable, but I was trying to feel comfortable. And because trying implies that it's not happening, it was creating resistance, and it was like, so everything was static and not flowing smoothly. So that's where the anxiety flowed. But there was a point where I started to recognize the anxiety was coming up. Like, it comes in every now and again. Like, every emotion comes up. But for a lot of people, there's emotions that are we attach onto and make a really big deal. And some that are just like, whatever. It's not a big floopadooda, you know. But anxiety was one that I started to really attach to, because I felt like I shouldn't be feeling that. Now that's where it all began. I felt like I should not be feeling that. Now, because I felt that way, I tried everything in my power and my toolkit and my internet. The sentence is a bit weird there, but I tried everything that I could to try and stop that. So yeah, I would go on the internet and it'd be like how to stop feeling this way, or how to be more funny, because I felt like if I was more funny, then I wouldn't feel so anxious because people would be more accepting of me, and then I wouldn't come off as all anxious and awkward and clunky and you know what I mean. So yeah, and then what I realized is because didn't want to feel that, and because I was trying to fix that and I saw it as a problem, that made it a bigger deal than it needed to be. As they say, where your attention goes, energy flows. So I was investing all my attention into not being anxious, but that's focusing still on anxiety. Whether it's I'm not anxious or I am anxious, that you're still thinking about anxiety. That is still in your thought process. So if that's in your thought process, you're going to keep putting energy into that and investing and investing and investing until eventually you get it back 20-fold. And then all of a sudden, you're sat in the corner of a room, chilling by yourself, shaking uncontrollably just because you don't know how to say hello to the person next to you. Yeah, I get you, son. It's a crazy one. Absolutely mad. But I think there's extremes for every emotion as well. With anger as well, like people focus on trying not to be angry, that they become the angriest person in the world. But like maybe a more internal anger. Like, I don't know if you've seen Anger Management, Adam Sandler. You wouldn't have thought he was an angry guy, but internally he is exploding. Like, it comes out in weird ways. But yeah, anyway, anxiety. Anxiety is what I'm focusing on. That's why I feel it, because I'm focusing on it. So, what is the cure that I find for this? Redirect your energy. Don't destroy that energy that is there. In fact, it's a great lesson. Like, I've always seen it as something that's really holding me back in life, but I mean, it has. Only because I let it. But it's been, although one of my biggest problems, it's been one of my greatest teachers. And now it's not really, it's not as big of a thing as it used to be. So what I do is I redirect it and use the power of I am. So I don't waste my time with I am not anxious or I am anxious. Neither of those help. Those will still continue along that path of I of anxiety as a whole. So what do? You redirect what it is you want to be. You are a creator after all. This personality that you have is a creation of yours. You've made it this way. It's all you're doing. Sometimes unconsciously done out of defense mechanisms to defend yourself. From like past traumas and things like that. So you become reactive. But it's all created by you. But you don't have to create it unconsciously entirely. It can all be consciously redirected into something that you, that makes you feel more alive, you know? Be the person that you really want to be. But how do you do that? It all starts with the thought process. The thought is the way to go. So, what kind of thought do you want? Well, one that has completely shifted things for me is confidence. But I am. So I am confident. I use that as a mantra. And I'd say that every day. I am confident. I am confident. And don't just think that and say that. You got to feel that. There's got to be an energy there. Like, think back to the moments when you've been confident, most confident. What did that feel like? That feeling, that great feeling of just freedom. Just like, I can do this. That is what you want to feel. Because when you feel that energy, it reflects and it bounces off. No, it doesn't bounce off. Well, it attracts. It attracts more of that. You bring more of that feeling in. So it starts with the thought process. Then you speak it out, feel it, and then action. That is how you manifest what you want to be. You got to take action. And it does mean facing a lot of fears at times. But trust me, the fear is not as big as it seems after you've gone through it. It's all in your head. Don't worry. Don't stress. It's not a big deal. It's just where you've placed your thoughts. Place your thoughts in a direction which is going to serve you. Be of service to yourself. Help yourself. Because if you do that, then you become more available to serve and help others. Which is what we need to do. We need to help each other. Because a lot of us feel very alone in this world. Like we're by ourselves. And I think a lot at this time we kind of are, but that's because we have to take responsibility for ourselves. We need to be by ourselves at the moment because we need to know how to take responsibility and deal with ourselves. But at the same time, we need each other. We need to remind each other of the things that we already know. We know all this stuff. It's all within us. We get it. We just need to do some internal research. There is nothing that I can tell you that you don't already know. Fact. Nothing I can tell you that you don't already know. I can just say it in a perspective that only I can perceive. You can perceive my perspective, but in your own perception, if you know what I mean. Maybe I'm making that weird. But that's the thing. You're supposed to take the information that's shared between us and express it in your own unique way. That's what this personality is, you know? It's the same source. We share the same source. But how we express it is different. Like, I express it in the form of Dylan. Or this stuff, as I am now. This is my expression of what you have, you know? And you express it in your way as your person or whatever. I see another me inside another human being. When I look at you in your eyes, I see another me inside another human being. Cha cha cha. Yeah. So, yeah. I could probably go on about this, but I don't think it needs any more attention than that. Say a bit more though. Just recognize this anxiety for what it is. It's literally you. Imagine your arm going to throw a ball. But suddenly your bicep becomes unsure if it wants to do that, so it tenses up. And then what will happen if it tenses up and you don't get that full movement? Oh, you don't get to throw the ball as far, you know? It goes back, it's like, oh, no, I don't know if I want to do that. Oh. That's what anxiety is. It's two decisions being made at once. It's you in a social situation trying to be something that you know you don't want to be. So you feel anxious and you feel, oh, it doesn't feel right. I think the main reason it comes up is because, yeah, we're not being who we truly are. They say that anxiety links very deeply into depression. I'm not 100% sure of that. I think maybe so. The reason I do think that it definitely links is because they're both down to not being yourself. It's literally it, not being who you are. Who you are is who you want to be, who you feel naturally, who you express. Because they say with depression, well, actually, yeah, what was it Jim Carrey said? Depression is just deep rest. It's your soul being frustrated and being tired of being someone that it doesn't want to be. That is depression. Deep rest. It needs to rest so it can realign itself back into its true natural nature. You. Just you. Just you, bruh. It don't take two. It take a simple one to go through and be what it needs and do what it do. You know. So do what you do. Naturally. And you will see that it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Ha-ha. Flow with the river. Flow with the tide. Let it go in and out every day and every night. Do-do-do. So yeah, I think it's that. It's actually very, very simple. It's just maybe got a little bit out of control. But don't worry. You're strong, man. You can direct this. You can create something better out of it. Think of it as like fertilizer. Yeah. Use that energy and place it somewhere else that's useful. That's what you got. You're a big old fleshy bag of fertilizer, waiting to be used on something more beautiful. Are you ready to be beautiful? Good, because you already are. You can't fight it, man. You are already. Don't even sweat it. So yeah, have fun. Most of all, don't take it too seriously. Don't be an adult, bro. Adults need to be convinced of things. Children just do things. Just do it. Just do it. Easy. If you really want to make significant change for yourself right now, here's what you can do. Every fucking morning, that is where your day starts, in the morning. What is the first thing you do in the morning? Get up or just lie in bed and just say to yourself, I am confident. I am strong. I am disciplined. I am worthy. I am great. I am happy. I am joyful. I'm creative. And just say these things. Redirect that energy. Put it somewhere new. Something that I have is prayer beads. And what the monks do, they count one by one and they say their mantra. Just, and there's 108, maybe 109 or 118. I can't remember how many exactly. But I used that for a while, and I would just say, I am confident. I am confident. I am confident. And feel it. That's the most important part of it, feeling it. That's how you create something new for yourself. It's all about the feelings, all the energy. Words don't mean shite. Promise you that now. Don't mean anything. It's the power behind them. You see that? Because life's all about feeling. Feel it, that's the experience. Feel this, feel that. Well, careful what you feel, you might need permission. Otherwise, that's sexual harassment. Don't want that on your record. Then life is really restricted for you. Woo, that would suck. So yeah, be kind, be loving, not just to others, but to yourself. Take it easy. You got this. Yeah, you're on a journey. We all make a few mistakes. We're learning and we're understanding. But have an amazing life. Look after yourself. Much love!